secure.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got hit in the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome to 2011, and welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio, rocking the health world even harder this year, and enjoying every bit of it, the opportunity to share with you empowering messages of health, freedom, and liberty. We'll continue and, again, get stronger and stronger as you get stronger and stronger, doing the things that are right by you and your family and your communities. To out-create, as we talked about last hour, the nutritional interventionists happening, whether it be from big pharma, big government, even big media, for goodness sake. They're not doing so well on touting the dangers of the flu this year, are they? Although, they're still trying. We'll talk about that. Lots of things on tap this hour. Our focus on health freedom, as it always has been here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, but even more so with my dear friend Mike Adams, who will be joining me in just a minute from naturalnews.com, naturalnews.tv. He's the health ranger. He's done so many sensational things. My kids, they sing the Say No to GMO songs. They're rapping with them, and boy, oh boy, lots of fun things happening here. In the midst of, let's say, honestly, some real downturns in 2010. When we see the federal government's attempts through Obamacare to enslave Americans to a pharmaceutical pseudoscientific system of medicine for which nobody has a deficiency. Even the most poor person among us has no deficiency in an FDA pharmaceutical drug. But they are incredibly deficient in the whole food nutrients available from food grown as it has been grown on planet Earth since there's been a planet. And with the advent of modern agriculture, organic, biodynamic, and otherwise, still trying to sustain and acknowledge and honor the way that nutrients come into the food so you can sustain yourself and your family. And as we talk about with Scott Kennedy as well, going back to the sea, the nutrients from the sea, which is like the blood plasma, the lymph. We bring the sea into our bodies, much like we bring the soil into our bodies with the flora, if you will, that occurs naturally in our gut. And then we acknowledge a few years ago that Duke University finally said, hey, God didn't screw up. There's a reason for your appendix. Yet all they want to do is pull these and other body parts out when they say something goes wrong. Shoot out the warning light. And just so you know, they acknowledge the appendix was the storehouse for the flora. If you got wiped out in the wild, the poisoning or something, that it would be the seed house for the new microflora. Of course, now we have advancements in pro and prebiotics that we can all ingest to replenish that should anything happen. Particularly antibiotics and vaccines that destroy outright the gut integrity, the baseline integrity of our immune and digestive system. But we got a lot of work to do because we kind of let go of the heritage of our history, of our ancestry here in America, and have allowed a group of collectivists, big pharma collectivists, to kind of run things in Washington, D.C. And we're going to hear more. We heard a clip from Barack Obama, what he believes of the Constitution last hour. We heard a clip from the prominent media liberal blogger, Ezra Klein. But we're not letting the so-called R Republican conservatives off the hook here either, because I've got a clip of Senator Coburn. How did the Food Safety Modernization Act pass when they could have filibustered it? It didn't happen. But my dear friend Mike Adams joins me now. And we're going to be joined a little later by Liam Sheff as well, as the things you can do in a positive light in 2011 to restore liberty, health, freedom to yourself, your family, and your community. And that's what we're doing with our focus on health freedom here. Go to robertscottbell.com, link through to all of the things we're talking about this hour, including Mike Adams and his fantastic treatise on health freedom. In fact, I'm going to read a little quote from Mike and bring him right up. He says this about a declaration, I call it, recently. I believe in liberty. I believe in America's founding principles, and I believe in the Bill of Rights, and I will fight to defend it. Nowhere in the world is there another country that is more free than America once was. This freedom is worth fighting for. Amen. Mike Adams, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert. It is great to join you today. Thanks for having me back on.
Well, I'm always honored to have you on board here, and I was just stunned and smiling wide when you wrote that piece on health freedom. I have it linked at robertscottbell.com as well if anybody hasn't read it yet. I'm sure many have. But you took a very positive statement, a positive thing, and in a very comprehensive way to say, we can't sit idly by and just kind of go wish that it changes, wish that it gets better. There's things that we can do that are positive and nonviolent in nature, and that's, you know, the essence of what we're trying to do.
Well, you're exactly right. That's my philosophy as well. And that article came about because a lot of my own readers were asking, you know, hey, why are you talking about freedom so much all of a sudden? Why are you concerned about the FDA? I mean, why not just talk about this herb can treat this disease, or, you know, talk about nutrition and so on? And the answer, which is what I wrote in that article, is that, sure, it's great to have knowledge about herbs and homeopathy and nutritional therapies and natural medicine and so on. But if you don't have access to those things, Robert, then all that knowledge goes to waste, because the access to them, the access to the supplements, the access to the knowledge about how those supplements can help you protect your health, that is the most important foundation behind natural medicine. And it is that access that the FDA, and to some extent even the FTC,
yes,
wants to take away from us. And they have. The FDA has essentially criminalized scientifically validated, truthful speech about nutritional supplements.
Yeah, you also wrote a stunning piece on the Food Safety Modernization Act language that was passed at the end of 2010. And it goes into some of the things that people claim, well, we were all just exaggerating when they said they would attack the family farms and that they would criminalize things. But we already know the things that have been criminalized. We're watching even the most devastating thing, I think, and this goes to what we're going to hear from Tom Coburn soon, this harmonization language with the United Nations Codex Alimentarius, which right now Europe is suffering under. They're about to lose access to almost everything.
Yes, yes, that's happening in April. Hundreds of herbal supplements are being outlawed essentially throughout Europe. But there's a big warning sign in America today. It should be sending out red flags to everyone who cares about the future of our nation and perhaps even our global civilization. It is that the laws that are being passed that to some extent govern our societies, these laws are being passed by people who don't read them, and they're being debated by people who don't read them. No one knows what's in it, and they are assembled by these groups of isolated, essentially lawyers, who are working in isolation, and then they assemble this stitchwork of paragraphs and sentences, and the paragraphs cite other paragraphs, and they say delete, you know, the fifth paragraph bullet point A out of section 307, and the laws, no one knows what they say. It's like, remember when Nancy Pelosi said, we got to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it?
Yes.
And, you know, that was for the health care reform. With S-510, which became H.R. 2751, the food safety bill, I was reading about it, and I was writing about it, and what I was reading in the mainstream media did not reflect in at any level
what was actually
written in the bill.
Exactly.
And go ahead.
No, you just have to shake your head. If you don't, I don't know how you did it without getting a migraine, the reading that you had to go through to come out with what you did, which was brilliant and helpful for so many to see this. And the reality that it is removing us from our birthright. Every law that they pass without reading, that it doesn't pass what we would call constitutional muster. But we heard people are saying, well, the Constitution's an old document, doesn't really mean anything, it's not binding anyway, which we see by their behavior. Both on the left and the right, they've disavowed knowledge of it, even though they may pay it lip service. We're hearing now they're going to open Congress with reading, actually the first time ever reading the Constitution, which I think is great, but to be more than just symbolism, obviously, we're going to have to do some more, and it's not going to be about saying, well, we've elected a new crew, they're going to do different, unless we're willing to participate and hold our feet to the fire. But how we do that, the things we do, the way we live, it has to change.
Well, I'm glad you're mentioning the Constitution, and this reading it in the opening of Congress is a very interesting bit of history. But as you know, as you pointed out, most of the, even the Republican members of Congress completely violate the Constitution every time they vote. I mean, almost everything that goes on in Washington is in one form or another a violation of the 10th Amendment or, you know, the other amendments in the Bill of Rights. You know, they approve the TSA's violations of the 4th Amendment, for example.
Yes.
Lots of things going on. So we got to remember, just because they read it doesn't mean they believe it or that they're going to follow it. What they're doing is positive in one sense. They're trying to remind us of what's in it. But I like to go to something higher than that, because if you look at the history of the Constitution and the framers, how they wrote these principles into the Constitution, they often cited what you might call natural law, or what some people might call God's law. Mm-hmm. And natural law says that we have certain rights that are, you know, quote, inalienable, that are self-evident, as the framers used that term. Such as, you have the right to own your own body and to decide what to do with your own body. Now, this goes against these ideas that the state can mandate vaccinations. How can the state force you to inject something into your body when you own your own body and you get to decide what to do with it? How can the state force a child to undergo chemotherapy?
Yeah, exactly.
When the child doesn't want to.
Well, you're raising questions of subjects to jurisdictions thereof, which means, you know, are you free because of your citizenship status or enslaved because of it? We're going to cover that. We're going to hear from Tom Coburn next as well. Mike Adams, my guest this hour. We'll be joined by Liam Schiff a little later as well on the United States of Health Talk Radio. The power to heal is yours. We're just here to remind you. Coming right back.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species, Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you own a septic system, or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems, and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump-outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy New Year! We're going to create a Happy New Year. That's right. Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com. Link through to all the wonderful things we're talking about today, including my dear friend Mike Adams from naturalnews.com and all the wonderful work that he does helping the people of planet Earth, really, without any tax money. Imagine that. Well, we've got, you know, last hour I talked about the left, the liberal so-called, and again, these things are being defined in ways that are all muddied as well, but they think the Constitution's old, you can't understand it. That, then we have those that are sort of Tea Party sympathizers and sympathetic and actually part of it, saying maybe the right thing, constitutional talk, yet do their actions back up what they say. We're going to find out about the language right here on the Food Safety Modernization Act, and then we'll go to Mike Adams for commentary as well. This is Senator Dr. Tom Coburn. Go ahead.
The intent of my colleagues is great, but as somebody trained in the art of medicine, what I see in this bill is different than what you see in this bill. See, I see the problem is not lacking regulatory authority. The problem is not holding the regulators in their expertise and carrying out of the authority that they have. And how do I know that for sure? Because it wasn't a week after the recall on the eggs on the salmonella scare that we had two FDA inspectors cross-contaminating farms in Iowa, not even following their own regulations. This doesn't do anything for that. Because the only thing that's going to fix the real problems with food safety in this country is us holding the regulators accountable, not giving them a whole bunch more regulations. And we haven't done that. We have failed to do that.
Which begs the question, why, Tom Coburn, did you back down and allow this to pass? Mike Adams, what do you think?
Well, I got to give Senator Coburn credit for holding out as long as he did. He was one of the main reasons why we had as much time as we did to rally sensible opposition to this bill. But in the end, as you mentioned, he did cave in, and he voted for it. That was on that Sunday evening passage when no one was paying attention, and they were trying to figure out which bill to attach it to.
Yes.
And it was going back and forth between the House and the Senate. And they passed it. But the things he points out are correct. And yet, what no one pointed out in the Senate is that this idea that you can give the FDA more money and more authority to protect the people, this idea has to be grounded on an assumption that the FDA will work to protect the interests of the people.
Yeah, and not since Harvey Wiley, founded the Pure Food and Drug Act concept, he'd be rolling over in his grave to see what the FDA does today.
Absolutely, absolutely, because we have so many cases where the FDA has literally conspired with drug companies to hide evidence of the harm of prescription medications, where the FDA has hesitated for months or years to pull dangerous medications off the market, even when they were being banned in Europe and other countries. The FDA has essentially served the interests of the vaccine companies and the pharmaceutical companies for so long that the agency is really described as the marketing branch of Big Pharma.
Yeah, and the CDC for big vaccine as well, as we saw Julie Gerberding leave the head of CDC, become the head of Merck Vaccines, $5 billion division. And on top of that, now you covered this at Natural News, one in four children on prescription drugs. That doesn't include the OTC. If we include OTC, it literally would be 100%, because if they're drinking the tap water, they're on drugs.
Well, that's right. So we have an agency, the FDA, by the Journal of the American Medical Association's own research, FDA-approved pharmaceuticals are killing roughly 100,000 Americans a year. 100,000, Robert. You compare that to the number of fatalities caused by for example, acts of terrorism. And just statistically speaking, you have to say, well, the FDA is far more dangerous than a terrorist threat just in terms of the total body bags. I mean,
I'm not trying to... 33 9/11s a year. How, would we be outraged? I mean, we went to war for 3,000, right? So what are we? Why are we going war on FDA? I mean, come on.
Right, and those are conservative numbers by those who know better, such as Dr. Gary Knoll. His estimates are more in the realm of 200 to 240,000 Americans killed each year by FDA-approved pharmaceuticals. So now we're looking at the major or one of the major causes of death in America being an agency known as the Food and Drug Administration, which now the Senate wants to give another $1.4 billion to do what? To protect us.
Yes.
How does that work?
Well, and it brings it brings to light, too, with Coburn being so-called a conservative Republican who acknowledges, at least in word, the Constitution. Where do they get the idea that the authority for them as an FDA to regulate in such a way that the death rate actually goes up and is protected every year?
Well, exactly. This whole idea of the authority, this regulatory authority, as you know, it comes back to the Commerce Clause in the Constitution, which has been twisted and distorted for decades. I mean, we wrote about a case back in 1942. I think it was Wickard versus Filburn.
Yes.
That was about the government coming in and ordering a farmer to destroy his wheat that he was using to feed his own chickens. He wasn't even selling the wheat, even though that Commerce Clause quotes interstate commerce, and it was basically written so that the states could not erect barriers to trade. The federal government comes in now and says, because this guy, this farmer, is growing his own wheat, therefore he's not buying wheat from other providers.
Yes.
Therefore, he impacts interstate commerce, and they use that as the justification to say you have to destroy your wheat.
Yep.
See, people don't realize this, Robert. When S-510 becomes law, the FDA can run across the country. They can come into your backyard, literally, and they can order you to destroy your garden because you're impacting interstate commerce.
Listen, Mike, readers of Natural News, listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show who are basically not buying pharmaceutical drugs can be basically regulated out of existence because they're not participating. They're affecting interstate commerce by not buying drugs.
Well, you're exactly right. In fact, if you look at the language of, you know how the government's talking about you should be on the lookout for anything suspicious?
Yes.
You know, in the Walmart thing?
Yeah.
Well, one of the signs of being a suspicious person, by the way, is standing around and not participating in commerce. So,
if
you're buying stuff, then that's normal.
Yeah.
But if you're just standing around and not buying, not consuming, not handing over your credit card and being part of that consumption machine that drives this system, then that's suspicious. If you grow your own food, that's weird. That's suspicious, you know, from their point of view, not from my point of view. I think it's the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, and what's suspicious to me is that people are participating in commerce by buying the drugs that are killing them and even a lot of synthetic nutrients that are not nutrients. And, of course, if we claim that's suspicious, we're suspicious by doing that.
Exactly. Right. I mean, I think injecting a newborn, you know, with toxic chemicals is suspicious. I think poisoning a teenager with chemotherapy that causes brain damage is suspicious, but the state thinks that that's healthcare. So you are if you are a reasonable, rational person in the world today, it doesn't take long before you find yourself at odds with the propaganda of the state.
The reasonable, rational, can I say that? Rational? I just made up a new word. Are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, reading Natural News with Mike Adams. We got more with Mike Adams after this. In fact, the genetic modification didn't just start recently. It started when they started modifying the Constitution without really modifying it and the Commerce Clause. Coming right back, and I'll also hear from Liam Sheff next.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendivite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and 5 other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendivite.
Extendivite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendivite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special New Year's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. My good friend Mike Adams, naturalnews.com, joins us and continues today. We'll be joined shortly by Liam Sheff, excellent writer, investigative journalist. He is at liamsheff.com. I've got links up to his site as well. And he was also featured in the movie House of Numbers, which was a stunning, stunning movie. Over the last year, it's been growing in awareness. We can talk about those issues as well. We're going to talk, you know, again about some very positive things here and out creating some of the things that you'd have to say, pretty negative. I'm not real pleased about this. I mean, did you know, like Mike Adams found out and revealed in his article, the Food Safety Modernization Act incorporated harmonization language with the United Nations Codex Alimentarius? Okay, that's a big one. Oops, we overlooked that, or we had to pass it to find out what was in it, like Nancy Pelosi said. Did you know that supposed exceptions, exemptions in the bill for small family farmers is a scam? We may mention about why and how that is. Did you know that the federal government is actually engaged in lobbying other countries to accept genetically modified organisms and organizations, perhaps, in their food? And the FSMA, as we call it, it could be argued to be a declaration of war against Americans who believe in health sovereignty. Mike, it's hard to take something like this and go, gee, how do we turn this positive, but doing our level best to do so.
Well, I think there is a positive outcome here. I'm actually an eternal optimist in this, and let me explain why. But first, to set the framework on this, remember back in World War II, I mean, not that either one of us were alive, but we read about it, and there was a food supply shortage, and we were sending food to the troops, and the government told everybody, grow your own food, and they had what were called victory gardens, right?
Yes.
The government actually encouraging people, grow more food, because it's good for America, it's good for you. Well, today we have the opposite. The government saying, don't grow your own food. Buy it from centralized processors who can pasteurize it, irradiate it, fumigate it, and so on. That's what's good for you now. Well, what changed between 1942, let's say, and today? Well, the role of government changed. Back then, the government was much smaller, and people had to pitch in and contribute. It was driven by the people. Today, the federal government wants to run your life, wants to control everything you do. And now, even with this bill, the codex language in the bill, it wants a global governing body to control what you eat. That's what codex is all about. I think your listeners probably already know. You know, it's about standardizing foods, supplements, dietary supplements, herbs, things like that.
Yes.
And a lot of people said that there was no mention of codex in the food safety bill. And we saw that criticism all across the internet and the press. They said, what are you talking about?
Yes.
You're exaggerating. Codex isn't even in there, but it is. If you go to page 195, I believe it is, in the bill, which you can search for it on the Thomas search engine, the government Thomas search engine, HR 2751, search for the term codex, and you'll find that it says that the FDA must offer recommendations on whether and how to harmonize requirements under Codex Alimentarius. It's right there.
Yep, it's in there. It's a language that they don't want you to see. And of course, as I said, the conservatives as they're defined today are supposedly the ones that are not really UN supportive in context and are more, let's support the U.S. kind of concept. And yet they allowed this to pass, which is why, you know, the message isn't just a liberal or conservative or either or, it's everything. And of course, the positive steps means stop giving away your power. Stop acting as if they have power over you and start acting your birthright. Which is why I want to bring up Liam Sheff. Liam, we're almost at the break. I apologize. We're going to do more with you. But Liam, the concept of the victory garden, I think that speaks your language.
Yeah, beleaguered, anxious minds think alike. I was on the phone with you the other day, and I said, didn't we used to promote this in World War One and World War Two to beat the
yes
the sauerkrauts and the bad people who were attacking people's liberty and freedom in their own countries? What happened to it? Well, I want to propose right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that we start a Liberty Garden movement, and we start it today. And when we come back, I'll tell you what I have in mind. But
beautiful.
Good.
Beautiful. All right. The declaration of the Liberty Garden happening here on the New Year's special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams and Liam Sheff will both all be here when we come back from this break. Say thanks to these wonderful sponsors in the meantime, and we're rocking the health world even more when we come back.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12+ the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super C-Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super C-Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super C-Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super C-Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super C-Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super C-Veg and get one bottle free. Go to SuperC-Veg.com and type in the code word FREESHIP to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
Tired of the same boring health talk radio? Then turn up the volume and break off the knob. This is the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we're rocking the health world here with Mike Adams from Natural News and Liam Schaaf, and enjoying every moment of this new year that we are going to create anew and out-create the interventionists that don't want you to have whole food nutrients and such. And we had a great idea coming up here between Mike and Liam, and the idea is Liberty Gardens here in 2011, a practical, positive step. Yet I'm a little concerned because might this be considered a form of civil disobedience now?
Gosh, I hope so. I really, really, really hope so, because what we need to do is, and I'll tell you, this is Liam here, I'll tell you what, how easy it is to do a little bit of gardening, especially for people like Ezra Klein, who are terrified of reading long 16-page documents. They want to pass 2,500 page health bills that the leader of the House and Senate haven't read because they need to pass before they can read it, but they can't read a 16-page document with 27, I think, amendments. How difficult it must have been to go to UCLA and not have to. Okay. All right, Ezra. Good luck, kid. It's so easy to garden. It's so easy. I can recommend a couple books. I can recommend the book by Barbara Damrosch. I can recommend a book called Square Foot Gardening by Mel Bartholomew. But the point is, you buy a bag of dirt. You grab all the worms you can find. You start cutting up the vegetables and waste material that's not toxic and, covered with bacteria like phony meats and that kind of thing. And you put it in a composter. You don't have to be a hippie. You don't have to wear love beads. You don't have to dreadlock your hair. It's just, it feels good. You do it. You put the worms in the thing. They make, worm castings. You put it in the dirt. Suddenly you have tomatoes, carrots, turnips. We grew radishes. I'll put up some pictures later, but Helen, my partner, and I, who just recently, very unexpectedly passed, very tragically, spent 3 years building in our Boston area neighborhood. It's urban. Three big backyard boxes. We didn't have to buy vegetables all spring, summer, and for the beginning of the winter, the beginning of the fall, for all of the fall, I should say.
Yeah.
Right here in New England, cold weather. How did we do it? We put in raised beds. They're raised a little bit above the ground. You go to the Home Depot. You buy a piece of wood. It's 6 inches high. You cut it with a saw. You hammer it together. You fill it with dirt. You're suddenly Gandhi. You're doing civil disobedience.
Yeah, I love that. Hey, you know, hey, Mike, you know, interesting. They're hiring, I think, 4,000 new FDA agents if they get funded for the food safety issues. And I think they would need $4 million to regulate all the Liberty Gardens that could be started here.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think it is. You mentioned it as being maybe an act of civil disobedience. I know you were sort of joking about that, but there's a lot of truth to it. This is very much like Gandhi's march to the sea to harvest salt. I mean, in that case, the British Empire was, you know, controlling the Indian country, the Indian people, and preventing them from accessing what is their natural right to access, which is something from the earth that they need to live. Salt, you know, key minerals for human health. Well, today in America, we have the government now being granted similar authority over the food that we need to grow in order to live and to prevent disease and to keep ourselves healthy. So it's the same situation. And what we really need in America now is a Gandhi moment in regards to the Food Safety Modernization Act. Someone to lead a march to a garden and, you know, harvest some raw food and maybe some raw milk at the same time and drink it and stand up to the government agents that are trying to prevent us from doing these simple, basic, natural acts.
I'm sorry. It's just astonishing that here we are actually as Americans having to talk about this.
I know.
You know, isn't it weird? You know, the government is looking at us like we're chattel and we have to ask permission for everything. And, of course, that's the concept that where we've gone wrong, we've lost sight of our birthright and liberty. And as you said earlier, Mike, this is, you know, a spiritual crisis. I mean, because it goes into concepts of natural and spiritual law, which was where the Constitution, the foundations for this government and country were based and rooted. And we've lost complete sight of that. And this is the, you know, so-called suffering, the cancer, the disease that perhaps sponsors or stimulates us back to help or to death. That's just the nature of nature herself. She's very exacting and not subjective in that way. But it's like, you know, you learn to live in line with the laws of nature and life is sustained. You learn to live in violation of it and disease is created. It's not a mystery.
Yeah, and I think the upside to all of this is that as this oppression gets worse, which it will in the short term, and people begin to lose more and more access to their raw milk and their fresh produce and their seeds and so on, that this will actually initiate the backlash that will lead to more freedom. You know, it's this
yes.
cycle that continues throughout the history of human civilization. And we're in a certain point in the cycle where it's a low point of freedom, and it's going to reverse itself. And there will be a reaction, there will be an awakening, and I always, of course, try to encourage a non-violent reaction.
Absolutely. Well, that's what we're doing here. We've got one more segment to wrap up the special New Year's edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Mike Adams sticks around, as well as Liam Sheff. We're talking about the Liberty Gardens and obedience to that which is right and true after this.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoods Direct has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget,
crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, 2011, the year we plant Liberty Gardens. Thank you to Liam Sheff and Mike Adams here on the United States of Health Talk Radio. RobertScottBell.com, link through to Liam's website at LiamSheff.com, as well as naturalnews.com. You can hear actually a lot of the archived radio shows of Robert Scott Bell at naturalnews.tv. There's a special place that Mike set up for that. Thank you for that. And, you know, lots more healing, lots more empowerment to go on in 2011. We acknowledge, Mike and Liam, that there's a lot of devastation of the soils and, of course, the freedom to use and rework the soils. But this is the stage or step that we can now take that is empowering not only, you know, say out there in the macro environment, but the micro environment is our own ecology, our own bodies, as well as the little land that we may be living on or around or in.
I want to support something Mike said earlier about civil disobedience. That there are going to be shocks that come. The government knows this. Their economists and their oil forecasters know that we're headed in for real shocks. I don't mean Planet of the Apes devastation. I mean shocks. There are going to be things and there are going to be changes. And, like all frightened, anxious children, instead of being open and dealing with the problem, the federal government is tightening and they want to tighten and they want to control. Well, they can't control it. It's not going to be in their control anyway. We're all going to have to deal with the changes that come when oil prices get too high and we have to begin to diversify the energy portfolio, which is going to happen. And you could do a whole show on that. But one thing to offset this is to reclaim your rights as a human being. That is to eat, to produce some food, to produce your life, to produce your families, to produce things that you care about. So if they go crazy with 100 million new acts, and they will, and there's no way to read all these. It doesn't matter anyway, because like Mike said, it is against natural law.
Yes.
It doesn't mean anything. And if 40 million of us or 100 million, and yes, I'm advocating violation of this new food safety bill. I am right now advocating that you go into your backyard and you start to build a garden. Can you imagine that is civil disobedience?
And don't ask for permission. I mean, that's the theme of my lectures this year at the Nullify Now conference as well. Stop asking for permission where none is required. And it's a grown-up concept. We have to be adults again in this country and no longer look to the federal and, in many cases, the state government to give us permission for that which is our birthright, Mike Adams.
Yes, you know, in looking at this, I've tried to study human anthropological history to find where are the origins of this idea that we need some governing body to tell us what to do. And if you look throughout other species, but also human history, you find that there's some kind of seemingly innate desire for certain types of people to want to be told what to do, to be controlled, because they feel safer and more secure as if they're missing their long-lost parents and they need a government parent to tell them what to do. And the reason I've been studying this is because I don't get that. To me, I feel like I'm an adult. I can make my own decisions, and I don't need another government parent to tell me what to do. But you got to look at this. Let's say if we shrink the size of government and we reestablish our own liberties and freedoms as we're guaranteed under the Bill of Rights, what's to say that this trend isn't going to get worse again in the future as more and more people call for government intervention to tell them how to live, what to eat, what to think, what to drink, and so on? What are the origins of this, and how can we educate people over the long haul to understand the concepts of liberty and self-responsibility, Robert?
Yes, and that's why, you know, I've brought out these things like the 10th Amendment Center and other movements we'll be highlighting in 2011 that are contributing positively to the empowerment, and not just like a word that sounds like a great self-help kind of concept, but literally the practical things like Liam brings up with the Liberty Gardens, and these things that make a difference from the moment you start doing them, as opposed to just thinking about them or meditating on your navel, which was really, to me, very funny the way you wrote about that, but it was actually accurate. And I'm not against meditation. In fact, I mean, it's a very helpful thing to do. But to think that's all you need to do and the world changes, you know, we're in this world for a reason. And come down from the mountaintops and do something to help out. And that's what we want to do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Mike Adams and Liam Sheff.
I want to offer one thing to all my friends, listeners, enemies, and whomever out there. I want to say that the next time you decide to go on Facebook and spend a few dollars on Farmville, you stop it. Just stop it. Close the computer. Get on your bicycle or your car, go to the Home Depot, get some pieces of wood, hammer them together, and actually do a little farming in your vill. Do a little actual farming. You'll spend a little bit more the first time, but it will pay you back in ways. And if you're worried about breaking the new, what is it, the Food Make-Believe Safety Act, whatever they're calling it, whatever they want to call it, they'll have names. If you're worried about it, here's what I want you to do. Stop worrying and join and go tell your neighbors to do the same thing, because they cannot arrest 300 million people for growing vegetables. They can't do it, and they'll give up.
Well, and we've seen evidence of nullification on the state level, whether we see the medical marijuana issue, the Real ID Act that was supposed to have been implemented by now. So more and more of that will occur by taking the power away from those that have, you know, convinced us that they have to have it in order for all life to exist. It's not true. The truth is that in order for life to exist, you have the power. You've got to reclaim it, act on it, and be that which you are. And that's not just a saying. That is an activity that we're going to support and encourage throughout 2011 and beyond. And Liam, Mike, I know you both are going to be coming in from time to time here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You've got tremendous things to add and are doing such wonderful things in uplifting and transforming the consciousness for the better.
You're the best. Nobody does a show like you do. I listen to radio all week, and it's a breath of fresh air. I hope people start to steal what you do, because we need more of it.
Well, and Mike as well, and thank you, Liam. And Mike, what you're doing, again, is very transformative in a very positive, empowering way. And I recognize, you know, having an audience that has grown so large for this information, a lot of people are stunned by the things that are coming out and being revealed. But again, everything that we do is to, you know, bring that power back to where it belongs, and that is with everybody listening right now.
Hey, Robert, I'm always happy to join your show. I think you are one of the most important voices of freedom today. With your focus on health freedom, that's going to be the key issue for people, because I've always said that the future of a nation that does not invest in the health of its people will never succeed. You can't have a healthy nation long term if your people are sick and diseased and malnourished. So you got to have health first, and then you can have abundance.
Yeah, well, with Mike Adams, with Liam Sheff, and all those listening in the Robert Scott Bell Show, we are making the transformation a reality. And, of course, it's not just a dream that doesn't come true. It is one that you're making come true. So thank you for supporting the Robert Scott Bell Show and everybody that supports it. And thank you, Mike Adams. Thank you, Liam Sheff, everybody that's been on today. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.